Coldplay, Viva La Vida. Translation, long live life. You're listening to The Morning Zoom with Sam and Jane. Vladimir Putin has launched a full-scale invasion on Ukraine. You've heard the story in the news all morning from Jane and conversations with Jane and myself on this horrifying day. We're hearing about explosions, air raid sirens, a state of emergency, and a mass exodus as citizens try to leave eastern Ukraine for the West. Joining us now is journalist Christian Boris, who reported from Ukraine for years. Thanks for your time this morning, Christian.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Christian, this is a doubly tough morning for those of us who have family in Ukraine, like I do. My husband is of Ukrainian heritage. You have a strong connection to Ukraine. You actually work there. Tell us about your link to that sovereign nation.
Yeah, I worked there from 2014 to 2018 as a journalist. I worked with CBC, BBC, Vice News, a bunch of others. So I saw the war unfold. I saw what it did to people, and the war has been going on since 2014. People have to remember that this is just an escalation that we truly didn't believe could be possible. And it's honestly unbelievable to see this today.
And what are you hearing from your friends? Because having been in Ukraine for, 5 years or so, you must have many connections still there.
So I have a company now, and some of our employees, some of our contractors live in Ukraine. And they're messaging me. I'm just trying to talk to as many people as I can, find out if they're safe, advising them to, just small things like stay away from windows. My dad lives in Poland right on the border. So telling them, hey, if you want to get out, like we can help you out. We can find you a place to stay in Poland. Some of our guys are still, it's unbelievable, but people even yesterday didn't believe that this was possible. People were completely unprepared for this. And it's hard to prepare for a war of this scale, but people were just not, they couldn't comprehend that this was possible.
Based on what you're seeing happen today, an infiltration from the north, east, and south, what are you sensing is the ultimate goal of Vladimir Putin?
I think he's made it pretty clear. He thinks that Ukraine should not be an independent state. He thinks that Ukraine is, he's blatantly said it. Ukraine is basically a extension of Russia, and he should have ultimate say over it. He's, regime change. They've talked about kill lists, crazy stuff like that. So we're quite honestly seeing the worst case scenario play out. They've sent cruise missiles across the country. They've hit towns on the western border, so on the border of Poland, which is a NATO country, and they're currently invading cities with tanks. God forbid it turns into urban warfare, but it's genuinely a really terrifying situation, because you're up against the Russian military, which is one of the strongest militaries in the world. This isn't the same war that it was in 2014, 2015. This is a completely different thing.
And what do you want to see happen?
I think the international response has to be immediate. You have to, the situation is put up a no-fly zone, a NATO-enforced no-fly zone over Kyiv, over Ukraine, so that Russian jets can't fly over Ukrainian airspace. And I think that sanctioning Russia in an unprecedented way, meaning sanction all of their banks, make it impossible for Russian people to transact, to take out cash. I think the only way that this ends is if Russia feels the pain that they're inflicting on Ukraine in at home as well.
It's literally breathtaking. Like I just feel a pit in my stomach and have the entire morning since getting up and fully understanding what was going on. As Canadians, people here, and Canada has the second largest diaspora of Ukrainians in the world. How are people here to deal with what's going on in Ukraine, if they have family there, if they have friends?
Support in any way that you can. There's lots of organizations that you can donate to. I myself started a little campaign last week that has managed to raise $35,000, and I quite honestly had no idea what I was doing. So I think people can make a much larger difference than they think they can. And I think that Ukraine needs all of the Western support that they can get. Those can be financial contributions. Those can be things like, you know, even if you're sending clothes to children. I mean, the people who are most affected by these by wars are innocent civilians, right? So help them out as much as you can. Can go genuinely a really long way, and they're really, really greatly appreciated.
Christian, thanks for your perspective, and thanks for all of the personal notes, too. We appreciate it.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
Christian Boris, journalist who reported for years from Ukraine.